This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Believe it or not, America is for sale. Yes, that's correct. That's the headline, America's for sale. A used golden toilet listed at $10 million as the starting point is titled America. It was once stolen from a British palace and has been put up for auction at Sotheby's with a guide price of $10 million. The billionaire New York Mets owner Stephen Cohen purchased the 18-carat throne, unveiled in 2016 by the Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Cattelan. The 103-kilo participatory piece was installed as an actual public toilet in the Guggenheim, New York, before being flushed out into the open last week when a press release from Sotheby's lifted the lid on the artwork's listing in its fall contemporary art sale. The auction house is hoping for a level of buzz that is going to accelerate the asking price way, way beyond its current value. In fact, if you follow the gold market today and in the last few weeks, you could well expect that the price of the toilet will go up astronomically. But it's called America. Why is it called America? Well, the golden toilet has a controversial history. An identical piece was famously offered to the White House during Donald Trump's first term in 2016 as an alternative to a requested Van Gogh painting. The sculpture first captured public attention when it was displayed at the Guggenheim Museum, drawing over 100,000 visitors eager for the unique experience. It made headlines again in 2019 when it was stolen from Benheim Palace in Oxfordshire, England, in a smash-and-grab heist that took thieves less than 5 minutes and resulted in water flooding the historic site. The original piece has never been found. The version auctioned is only the only existing copy. America for Sale. That's the title of the auction, or the title of the piece that's being offered, the Golden Toilet. Well, it reminded me of some things golden in the Bible. You remember back in the book of Exodus, as the children of Israel came out of Egypt and were in the wilderness, and they got exhausted by having Moses go up to Mount Sinai to fetch the golden, Ten Commandments from God. He was up there for 40 days and 40 nights, and they said, "Where is this guy? He's abandoned us." So they decided to strip off all their golden earrings and all the gold that they had brought from Egypt, and they formed out of it the famous golden calf. You remember that, the golden calf. When Moses came down, God had warned him that the children of Israel had abandoned their commitment to God and his covenant. They were not demonstrating themselves as the covenant people, but rather had gone to a paganistic expression of dancing around a golden calf. And Moses was so furious when he came down that he took those Ten Commandments in that famous picture representing it and threw them on the ground in absolute anger at what his people had done. Well, the net result, obviously, was that the Ten Commandments were broken into smithereens, which has happened in America. We've broken the Ten Commandments into smithereens, in essence. It was a land of people that ostensibly were God-lovers and God-fearers, and look what we've become, lovers of the golden calf. Well, Moses had the golden calf crushed, hammered to smithereens and crushed into powder and thrown into the water. And he had to go back up for another 40 days and 40 nights to fetch a reinstituted Ten Commandments. I wonder if we'll get a reinstituted Ten Commandments here in the United States as the golden calf is celebrated. Well, the golden toilet in its place. Today on Viewpoint, we're going to take a look at this matter of a beast. The beast, you know, this golden beast, the golden bull, the golden calf. I'm looking at one right now. I'm looking at a picture on Wall Street. History of the charging bull. That's become a universal symbol of the American stock market and big business. Also one of the most popular sights in New York City. Tourists travel from around the world to see the bronze beast striking, possesses, poses, and snapping pictures in front of it. Makes you wonder how it became so famous. People don't even know anything about the story. We're going to share the story here on Viewpoint today, and I'm glad that you've joined us. It's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And in my hands are a whole slew of articles dealing with the matter of gold. The matter of gold, and it is hot on people's minds right now, all over the country, all over the world. The nations of the earth are buying gold. They're stocking it up like nobody's tomorrow. The U.S. gold reserves, the largest in the world, are currently valued on the books at an official statutory price of $42 per troy ounce, a figure set in 1973, significantly below the current market price, which is around $4,200 per ounce. Reevaluating gold at a market price could create an accounting windfall of approximately nearly $1 trillion, a move that some suggest could use to pay down the national debt or fund a sovereign wealth fund. Those are thoughts that are actually happening right now, my friends. The U.S. gold reserves, the largest in the world, even though through Barack Obama and Joe Biden, much of America's gold was sold off. Didn't want America to be able to be strong financially, wanted America to be reduced to that, the status of all the other nations in the world, so that we could be absorbed into a one-world government more easily. But the problem that we have is that it's one thing to have wealth, it's another thing to virtually worship that wealth. And that's where Israel got in trouble, that's where we're in trouble, and that's where the world is headed as the mark of the beast comes forth increasingly before our eyes. And it's not just the beast. You see, it's not just the mark. It's the beast itself. The woman that rides the beast in Revelation chapter 17. The woman that rides the beast? What kind of beast is that? Well, you might be surprised. You might be surprised, friends, in my book, King of the Mountain, the chapter called The Beast of Blasphemy, I'm going to share some thoughts with you, some interesting pieces of information that bring the beast right up front, close and personal, as the representation of the European Union. Is this the foundation for the great beast empire? Is it the worship of money?
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination. So what happened in just one generation? Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Money matters, but it's not money itself that's the problem. It's the love and lust for money and the trust that we put in it. Now, it's very easy to say, well, I don't trust money. Well, maybe we need to reevaluate whether we do or whether we don't. And what would illustrate that we did or did not love money? what part of our efforts, what part of our future, what part of our entire endeavor, what part of our focus in our life is on the acquisition of money. And why do we focus on it so much? Is it because we lust after it? Or is it because we trust it? Or is it because, well, as the book of Ecclesiastes said, money answers all things. What does that mean? Yet the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So we have to be able to somehow come to a legitimate biblical view concerning the matter of money, concerning the matter of the woman that rides the beast, with the focus on the beast now, not the woman. But what is this beast? What is this all about? And why this beast has become such a representation of America, its love for money, the stock market, all of that. You know, it is called, when things are going well, a bull market. A bull market. Now, let's take a look at what's been happening in the 1990s and up until now. In the 1990s, an unusual biblical symbolism began to appear throughout Europe. I'm reading, by the way, from a chapter called The Beast of Blasphemy in my book, King of the Mountain. In the 1990s, an unusual biblical symbolism began to appear throughout Europe. Britain issued a stamp to commemorate the European parliamentary elections. The stamp depicted a woman riding a beast. Paintings and statues of the woman and the beast appeared in official Brussels circles and on a poster. A mural of the woman and the beast even decorated the Brussels airport lounge. The woman on the beast is now the official picture of the EU, according to Reverend Dr. Ian Paisley, a Northern Ireland minister who is also a member of both the Westminster and European parliaments. He said that when the multi-billion-dollar new parliament building in Brussels, Belgium, was completed, at the end of where the parliament meets is a dome. On the dome is a colossal painting, three times life-size, of the woman riding the beast. In Strasbourg, France, the rival new headquarters of the parliament, designed like the Tower of Babel, is a painting of a naked woman riding the beast. When designs for the new euro coin were unveiled, there was the woman riding the beast on the back of the Greek euro coin. In 1992, a German ECU coin was issued showing Europa and the beast. In the new Brussels building of the Council of Europe is a bronze statue of the woman riding the beast. A United Airlines seat pocket magazine contained this headline in German saying, "Good morning, Europe." The article began with these words. This May, a daring picture appeared on the cover of Der Spiegel, one of Europe's most prestigious news magazines. A pitch-black bull, horns lowered, charging straight at the reader. On its back sat a young woman draped in dark blue cloth and waving the blue flag of a united Europe. The cover was a delight for European readers, since the woman was the very popular French supermodel Laetitia Casto, who was also recently selected as the Marianne 2000 in France, the feminine personification of the French Revolution. Amazing facts, isn't it? So all of this may be fascinating, but why should we be concerned about mythological figurines if they have been adopted for the identity of the resurrecting Roman Empire? Well, the reason is simple. The Bible gives specific description and warning concerning a woman sitting upon such a beast, which figuratively depicts the merging of religious power and political and financial power, ushering in the grand finale of Satan's deceptive drama of the ages. Shockingly, the final act of this drama is now happening before our eyes, and most, whether rich or poor, and regardless of status, race, color, or religion, are predisposed to embrace the coming counterfeit salvation by a false Christ bearing false promises of security and prosperity under the beast, the bull. And then What then has God said concerning this mystery woman? Well, you can find out about it in Revelation chapter 17, but you can also find out about it in more detail in my book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic and End Time Battle. So, fascinating things in this book that you would never dream, you wouldn't even think of, but it's there. And it will open your eyes to see how rapidly things are moving. You see, all of that I just described happened just after the Lord spoke to my heart in my law office there in Southern California in 1992, saying, "Son, you've been pleading the cause of men long enough. I want you to plead my cause of the land as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation, America's greatest crisis hour on the near edge of the second coming." That was the turning point, right there at the early 90s, particularly 1992, 93. And everything that's been happening since is the follow-up, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. If you do not have a copy of the book, you need to get one. The Eternal Epic End Time Battle. It's called The King of the Mountain. It's a $20 book, yours for $15 on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org. You can call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $6 for postage and handling. Now, it is said that love makes the world go around. It has been said that money makes the world go around. It's also been said that oil makes the world go around. Well, all three of them are true in a very real sense. And that's why those aphorisms or sayings are out there. Love makes the world go around. Money makes the world go around. And oil makes the world go around. We've talked about all three of those here on this program many times over the past years, the 30 years we've been on the air, confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and home. So, this bull that was first confronted in our world as the children of Israel came out of Egypt and was crushed by Moses, saying, "This is a false trust. We're not trust. You're not trusting in the Lord your God. You're trusting in bullion. You're trusting in pagan ideas. It's seducing and inducing you to dance around the bull and to commit fornication and adultery and all kinds of pagan idolatry." And God says, "It's enough. You're not going to put up with that." And Moses was his representative to decree that to the people. It took quite something for Moses to have that golden calf destroyed right before the people's eyes, that they had spent so much on, that is, given of their gold in order to create it, and then crush it to powder and toss it in the river. So, we're going to talk more about money here today on Viewpoint. Money does matter. There's no question about it. Money is important. It's a universal kind of exchange. You can either exchange beads and other kinds of tangible assets, or you can exchange gold and silver. And now, with Richard Nixon taking us off the gold standard in 1972, we have been left with nothing but paper money, which is called fiat money, F-I-A-T, fiat money. In other words, it's not worth anything but what the people put into it. In other words, it's only of value to the extent that you trust it. If you don't trust it, it has no value. It's just paper. So our entire economic system now is based upon paper. My understanding is, however, that there is an effort made to reestablish perhaps the gold standard in America. In other words, to return to some measure of stability economically. Why is it that the nations of the earth, why is it that China is buying up gold like there's no tomorrow? Why is Russia buying up gold like there's no tomorrow? You see, the nations of the earth see something in gold. They put their trust in gold and in silver. The price of gold and silver has gone up astronomically just in the last few weeks or a couple of months. It's quite amazing what's happened. And yet, it's one thing to take advantage of that. It's another thing to put your trust in it. And that's where the problem comes in. Where is our trust? It's a very fine line between using money and trusting money. It's a very fine line between us using money and having it use us. And that's where God speaks to our hearts. He speaks to our hearts in His Word about our trust. He wants us to trust in Him with all our heart and lean not to anything other than Him. In all our ways to acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths and even provide the wherewithal, the financial and economic wherewithal with which we can accomplish His purposes. He says, I want to give you not only enough for your own needs, but enough for every good work that I have for you to do. Well, that requires money. It requires substance. It requires things of exchange to be able to do those things. So, where is our trust? That's the big question. Where is my trust? The whole issue of the rising woman that rides the beast in Revelation 17 and 18 has to do with our trust. The woman is a religious power, a global religious power, that is willing to sacrifice the purity of her calling before God to gain political and economic power in the world, thus riding the beast. If you want to find out more about that, get a copy of my book, King of the Mountain. He who rules the Temple Mount rules the world, the eternal epic and end time battle. You'll also find all of that, much of that, in my book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. And $18 will put that book in your hands. It is one of the best-selling, both of these books are two of the best-selling books that we've had of all time. Now, before we go further and get more deeply into this, a listener contacted us a couple of days ago and said, you know what? I really am interested in your books. But instead of having to buy one book at a time and go through it that way, why not just offer all of your books for a special price? So we thought about it. And we acted. And he made the first purchase. He made the first purchase. Now, are these books that we offer here on this program about money? Well, no, they're not about money. They're about a message. There is money that's involved, but that's not what the books are about. They're about a message. If they were about money, they would be written very differently in order to pander to people's, what should we say, fleshly desires. We don't do that. Our books are very different in that regard. But they are prepared to open our minds and our hearts and draw us with ever-increasing trust to the Lord, the God who made and preserved us a nation. So, here's the deal. After this break, I'm going to share with you that special offer. I hope you'll stay tuned. There are 11 books that are involved. And I'm going to make this special offer to you just as this listener requested. And we'll make it available to you until the middle of December. We'll be right back. This is Viewpoint.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. As I indicated before the break, one of our listeners has requested that we make a special offer concerning all of our books together. There are 11 of them to date. 11 to date. So here's the offer. For $150, we will provide all 11 copies of those books into your hands. And the additional saving is you'll only pay $6 for the first book, postage and handling, and $2 for each additional book. In other words, 10 books will come to you for only $2 a piece for postage and handling. So it's a great, great savings. And those savings are coming off the already reduced prices that we have on our website, saveus.org. So you can go to the website, and a special place is made there for you to make that order if that's what you'd like to do. You can think about maybe you have some of those books yourself, but maybe you want to provide and make a gift. Well, we have a season of gift giving coming up, don't we? You might want to make a gift of some of those books to others at a price that you would never be able to get it for otherwise. So we're doing this because this listener asked us to do it, and because it's a way to get the message out, all of these messages out, as quickly as possible. That's our purpose. Our purpose is not to make money. Our purpose is to get a message out that is necessary. Yours truly has written these books, but has not made $1 for myself from any of these books. Now, that may be hard to understand, but it's true. Neither do I receive anything from your donations to Save America Ministries. Nothing, and never have. Neither does any other human being, including our producer and office manager, receive even one dime from you, from your donations to Save America Ministries. That's how simply and profoundly your donations are made and where they go. To get the message out, it costs a lot of money to get the programs up on radio, out there on radio, and through satellite, and through a whole variety of large distribution podcast sites. A lot of money. And we need to get the message out more broadly, which means it's going to take even more resources. So we trust the Lord in that regard. But go to the website, saveus.org, if you're interested in this particular package offer that was requested of us, all 11 books for $150 plus postage and handling. The website, saveus.org. I'm going to make another offer later on in the program, so you want to stay tuned. But that's the big one. That's the big one. Okay, now, we're talking about money today. We're talking about a bull market that's supposed to be the great market when everything is going hunky-dory. The stock market is exploding. Everything is going great. And certainly gold and silver are going great right now. By the way, One of the very best things you could do, if you want to help support this ministry, one of the very best, most effective ways that you could do that is if you have gathered together over a period of time silver coins or gold coins, and now their value is considerably greater. You can donate those to Save America Ministries. We've had a number of listeners who have done that. You can donate those to Save America Ministries, and you will be credited with the current spot price that's available, the current spot price, on the day that we receive your donation. You'll be able to use that as a deduction then. The accelerated gain on those coins, you will be able to receive, use as a deduction. We will give you the notice of what that is. It's one of the very best things, best ways now to be able to really benefit and bless this ministry if you're so inclined. All right, that having been said, believe it or not, more than $1 trillion has been lost in taxes as residents are fleeing some of the states of our union. It's true. The high-tax states like New York and New Jersey recently have lost the taxes on some two-thirds of $1 trillion in residents' taxable incomes. It's because residents are fleeing states where gender ideology, communist ideas, and socialism is surging. It's the Unleash Prosperity Organization that reported this week that New York lost the ability to tax more than $517 billion in residents' incomes from 2013 to 2022. New Jersey, another enclave of leftists, lost $170 billion. California lost $370 million in residents' incomes, and Illinois lost the taxes on $315 billion. The four states alone, all dominated by Democrat politics and politicians, lost the ability to tax nearly $1.4 trillion in income. And that's going to continue into the future. Pretty interesting. And that doesn't even count what's happening as a result of the election of Zoran Mandami. On the other end of the scale, Florida gained $1 trillion in taxable income because of the people moving there. And Texas saw a $290 billion increase. The report said based on tax filing data from 2011 to 2012 period through 2021-22, New York lost a net 1.7 million residents migrating to other states. California lost 1.6 million. Illinois lost 881 million. New Jersey lost 350 million over that period. But Florida gained nearly 1.6 million and Texas 1.2 million. In other words, taxes, which is money to support the government, is fleeing as the people flee because of the political positions in those states. Money talks, doesn't it? You would think that it would affect the decisions that are being made. You would have thought that the decisions that were made by Barack Obama and then by Joe Biden would have had an effect, would have been understood to be resulting in massive financial problems. But they didn't get it. They chose to adopt positions that were contrary to the Bible, contrary to the word, will, and ways of God, and they're paying the price. Those states that adopt that idea, blue states, are paying the price, big time. Virginia's about to pay the price also, where I live, because you cannot shake your fist in the face of God and embrace the golden calf and all of the paganized ideas that come from it and not expect a consequence. So let's talk a little bit about the history of the charging bull, that golden calf, beyond the Bible. The charging bull has become a universal symbol of the American stock market and big business. It's also one of the most popular sites in New York City. So, behind the charging bull also is the Wall Street Bull, a classic New York City dream story. It's interesting. The creator of the charging bull sculpture is an Italian-American artist. He was born in Sicily in 1941. He started sculpting as a teen and eventually moved to Florence, where he became well-known throughout Italy for his work. In the 1970s, like many artists before him, he came to New York, drawn to the city's energy, and opened a studio on Grand Street in modern-day Soho. His work on the bull started after the stock market crash in 1987, and boy, do I ever remember that. The stock market crash of 1987. In 2 days, the stock market lost one-third of its value. One-third in 2 days. It was so shocking to people. And I had just a small amount of the stock market. I never had all that much experience with the stock market. I was a young attorney at that time. And in reality, I lost, well, about half, certainly a third of everything that I had. Now, if I'd hung in there for a while and had a little bit more wisdom, it might have come back to me eventually. But it was a very tumultuous time. 1987, it was called Black Monday. Black Monday. Well, this artist paid $360,000 of his own money in order to build the charging bull. His goal was to inspire people to carry through hard times and celebrate the perseverance of the American business professional. And the bull was chosen to represent the bull or rising market and thriving economy. So, that sculpture weighs over 7,000 pounds, stands 11 feet tall, and when the time came to display his grand artwork, he drove the bull into Manhattan on the back of a flatbed truck and illegally placed the sculpture outside the New York Stock Exchange. That was in 1989. He thought the bull would fit perfectly under the giant Christmas tree on Broad Street. While it was meant to be a symbol of prosperity, members of the New York Stock Exchange didn't take lightly to the free gift. And the police department, which was called out, caused it to be taken away and impounded. But it's not impounded anymore. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Well, the golden bull, the bronze bull, lived only a short time in front of the stock exchange. The locals fell in love with the bull and demanded it to be returned from its impound. So the New York Department of Parks and Recreation compiled places the statue could be located And two blocks from the New York Stock Exchange, it got a new home and was rededicated on December 21st, 1989. The sculptor actually put the statue up for sale in 2004 with the promise that the buyer would never move it. As of today, it remains unsold. Unsold. But it's the symbol. It's the symbol of the stock market. And now a golden toilet is the symbol of America, at least given the name America, as a representation by the artist that formed it, that it picks up the flavor, the values of America today. A golden toilet. How much truth is there in all of that? I suppose it depends on how you want to look at it. If you want to look at it from God's viewpoint, which is the only viewpoint that really matters, one has to realize there's maybe a lot of truth in it. More truth than poetry, perhaps. Maybe that's part of our problem. Maybe we become so materialistic that we've lost our sight of the things that are really valuable. And as Christians, we used to sing a song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't be at home in this world anymore." If you're in this world, which we are, we still need money. We still need the ability to buy and to sell, to make transactions. And as we speak, both the United States and the nations of the world are preparing to take away all of our money. All of our gold, all of the things that we trust in, certainly all the fiat money, the paper money, and turn it into nothing but a digit. Are you listening? That's where it's going. That's part of the beast empire that will soon rule the world. And it's coming into position as we speak. The idea is that if we turn everything into digits, then we don't have to worry about people losing money. We don't have to worry about fraud and so on. It's going to be marketed to you that way. How wonderful, how cool this is. The problem is that for that to work, it has to be governed by massive computers that are governed and controlled by a one-world government. So can you trust that one-world government that is seeking to become God in its own right? That it wants to provide all your needs according to its riches, according to all the digital wealth that has been restored and glommed by it from you and from me and from the citizens of the world. That's where it's going. And it's happening very quickly. You may not be part, you may not see it, but I do. I keep track of these things. I just had a conversation with one who is right on the inside, not only of the entire economic move, but also within the United States government and all of its realms. And what has been shared with me is nothing short of, in the natural, terrifying. But God doesn't want us to walk in fear, because fear has torment. which means we cannot, we have to come to the place where we do not put our trust in anything on this earth. It's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. It's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes, powers, potentates, presidents, prime ministers, popes, pastors, anybody. Better to trust the Lord. We must come to the place, friends, where our trust in the Lord has grown to the point where we're able to stand in the increasingly evil day and having done all to stand. And quite frankly, the Bible seems to indicate that as this one world government comes into position and the Antichrist himself begins to take his role and position, that there's going to be massive seeming prosperity for a while. For a while. Until your ability to control it, that which you think you have under your name, disappears because the government will control whether you can receive it or not. Hence, the looming mark of the beast. Whatever that happens to be, whether it's some sort of a digital contraption that is imprinted on your forehead or on your hand, I'm not here to try to tell you what it is. I do know that Bill Gates had filed a patent in March of 2020 with the U.S. Patent Office for such a device. And the idea there was that it would be able to be the functioning heartthrob of a digital world that would govern all medical care and all finances. So that government would have its hand on the lever of whether or not you received medical care or finances, even though on the ledger, so to speak, you were entitled to it. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Like Revelation 13, that no man might buy or sell, save he that have the mark or the number of the beast. So, again, the message before us here is trust. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he will shed on our way. When we do his good will, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. So, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Now, we're told to buy silver and gold for inflation, because of inflation. And there's nothing wrong in and of itself with that. But if you have shifted your trust for your life to your gathering of silver and gold, you got a problem. As enduring as silver and gold is, it's not totally enduring. It's the best that earth offers. Trust. Trust in the Lord. Go to the Psalms and see how David trusted the Lord. It's so important. So important. Right now, the U.S. is to revalue its gold reserves. Revalue. That is something we don't have time to get into. It could be monumental. In the meantime, the bull is widely used as a symbol in finance, representing an upward trend of the markets, a bull market. The most prominent financial institution associated with a bull is Merrill, used to be called Merrill Lynch, the Wealth Management Division of Bank of America. Its iconic bull logo has been used since 1974, a strong symbol of the firm's identity. In addition, the famous charging bull statue, referred to as the Wall Street bull in the financial district of Manhattan, is a global symbol. A global symbol of financial optimism and resilience. But the big problem is the risk of idolizing assets. Merrill Lynch says, Merrill, the bull has your back. For Christians, we have to say, God has my back. What do you say? So glad you joined us here on Viewpoint today. So glad you joined us. There is much that is going to take place in the near future that the majority of Americans have absolutely no clue about. It's quite something. If you don't have a copy of my book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic End Time Battle, or the book Antichrist, or both of them, you need to get it. King of the Mountain, $15. Antichrist, $18. Each of them, $6 postage and handling. If you get both together, it's $6 for the first book and $2 for the second book. In addition to that, all those who, through December 15th, purchase at least $30 of books from us. These have to be books that are not on the, that have to be the regularly priced books on our website. $30 plus postage and handling are going to receive a free CDC called The Sounds of Paradise. It's a beautiful rendition. Piano arrangements by Perrone Wheeler. It's absolutely beautiful. The Sounds of Paradise will be yours for all who purchase at least $30 of books in the next 30 days. $30 in the next 30 days, plus postage and handling, by the way. All right. Now, again, the original offer that we talked about, all 11 of my books for $150 plus postage and handling. $6 for the first book, $2 for each successive book. That offer is on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. You'll find it there. The other offer, you will not find it specifically concerning the Sounds of Paradise CD, but bear in mind, if you order $30 or more books plus postage and handling, you will automatically receive the CD, The Sounds of Paradise. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll appreciate it. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us, friends. You see, without resources, we can do nothing. You say, I thought God does everything. He does. He trusts, we trust him, and he trusts you. And if you trust him and you're listening to his voice, then many of you are going to hear his voice and are going to respond. It's just as simple as that. So we don't worry and we don't fret. Things can get really tight, but we still don't worry, we don't fret. If God wants us to be on more stations and get the message out more broadly that way, he'll speak to the hearts of our listeners. You tell other people about the program if you value it. Get the message out. You become a disseminator of the message. And we thank you so much. Many of you have increased your regular donations, realizing the needs at this time. We're so grateful for that. Remember, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. God bless. It'd be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.